Alright, y'all. So we back with another edition of Love and Marriage. We have the baby in the background.
Oh my gosh, she is loud too, y'all.
Yeah, so what's up, y'all?
Welcome, y'all, to another episode of Love and Marriage. We were just talking about verses, right? So I was asking Chris, who could go against Ari Lennox in verses? And what did you say?
Hey, my name Poe on the show, though. Oh, that's the first thing. Can't be calling my government.
Whatever, nigga. You be saying
you trying to go by Kim Lachey, but you calling me by my real last
whatever,
name?
Whatever.
She saying my real last name on here. But anyway.
The license say what it say, though.
What did we say? What did you ask me?
I said, who would go against Ari Lennox in the Versus Challenge?
And then I said, who I said at first?
You said.
I said Ella May. But she don't think Ella May.
No.
So then I say her.
And I don't think her either.
Because she said her plays instruments.
And that ain't fair.
So I think some Walker will get it.
No. Based off of what?
So Walker got a little vibe, man.
And she got a vibe. Just like her has a vibe. And just like Ella
she got some songs that. I think she got some songs that are in this. She got some songs up there. That over it.
Okay, now that we girls talking about, need I'm love. Talking about like. Singing wise, though, like who can go against her? Like how Jill Scott went against Erykah Badu.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Ooh, very good. I would love to see that one. But I believe I don't know who would win.
So should we make a post and tag them right now?
We can do that. It's probably too early, but we can do that. Plus, Jasmine Sullivan got fit and everything, so her vocals probably like so on point right now.
You think they want to? Hey, that's a good one.
That would be a great one.
So how we do that? How I'm tagging my stories, what I gotta do.
You don't follow what people say, even though everybody's coming up with so many verses challenges.
So we just gotta hope the verses guys pick them?
Yeah, the verses guys gotta pick them.
Alright, y'all, so it's Memorial Day coming tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So happy Memorial Day to all the soldiers.
Yeah, thank you.
That lost their lives in the war.
Oh, yeah, God bless them.
The soldiers in the field and the soldiers in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
The street soldiers and the real soldiers.
Yeah, we appreciate their service and their sacrifices.
Speaking of sacrifices, I quit my job, so.
Oh, man.
I'm going to need y'all help. So my Cash App is $ Poe Politikin. That's POPOLITICKIN. Yeah, so what else is it? We done?
Yeah, we done. Well, we want to know what y'all would think, though. Like, well, let's keep talking, whatever. So we have Jasmine Sullivan versus Ari Lennox. What two songs could they sing against each other and put against each other?
Well, it's going to be one of old girl's song going to be I Need You Bad.
I Need You Bad?
Yeah.
How does that go?
I need you bad like a heartbeat, bad like the air I breathe. I need you bad. She had that song. Ooh, I need you bad. That's her first song.
And what about Ari Lennox?
She got a lot of songs.
You can't just pick that one song for Jasmine Sullivan and then say Ari Lennox, well, she got a lot of songs. What song would you put against that?
I don't know. We talking about hypothetical versus battle. I don't know.
Okay, so we already got Ari Lennox versus Jasmine Sullivan. Now let's go to Ella May and Summer Walker. Would you put those two together or her? Who would be the next versus battle?
Guess who? Summer Walker?
Yeah, let's say Summer Walker. Let's do Janae Aiko.
Probably them two. Summer Walker and Janae Aiko. But Janae Aiko, yeah, they can go against
each other. Janae gonna eat her up.
How?
Janae Aiko is dope. Summer Walker is dope too, but Janae Aiko got like, she has a list.
I put her with Ashanti.
No, Ashanti can't be in this.
Why? She's too old.
Ashanti gotta go against Brandy or something.
Shit.
Ashanti gotta go against Brandy or something.
She ain't fucking with Brandy.
What? Brandy can sing.
What I'm saying, Ashanti ain't fucking with Brandy.
They got their own sound, so they can do that. They can go against each other.
I don't know about that one.
Whatever. What about R&B male singers? What about Neo? Because I saw Neo today on a little
Neo,
Instagram.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like,
it's kind of hard for somebody to go against Neo.
Why? because he got so many different.
He'll sing your ass all the way. So who, like?
Well, I'm talking. Okay, let's do.
Yeah, it'd be like Chris Brown or something.
What? Who else? Chris Brown gonna win.
But who else gonna be? I'm saying, who else would you put up against Neo?
Of today.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Neo got hits, even at that.
Could be Usher.
Well, ain't they the same age? It could be Usher.
I think Usher too big for him.
What? Neo was huge.
Like I said, he got him. I think see what he do with Chris Brown first.
I don't think.
But you try to give him like T-Pain.
T-Pain already did a versus. So
who he did a versus?
I forget who, but he was like one of the beginning people.
Oh yeah, everybody talking about the verses with the Jamaican. They said that was good.
Hey, hype. So hype. It was a party.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
Beanie Man was dancing. They were all dancing.
I was thinking Damian Marley at one.
Ooh.
But I don't know who he... I don't know Jamaican music like that, so I don't know who he'll go. He had to go get Shaggy or something.
Heck no. Not no Shaggy. No. That would not be a great matchup. That would not be a great matchup. Who do you want to see next, though? Or who do you expect to see?
I want to see that Michael Jackson Prince battle. And then after that, probably that I want to see Lil Romeo, Lil Bow Wow.
No, Bow Wow will win.
I want to see Amari get spectacular.
Oh, no, that's not even a good match.
Let's get some air up in this room, girl.
No.
If love you's wrong, I don't want to be right. That's how Aunt Viv, well, the dark skinned Viv died. When one of them Viv died? Oh, both of them alive?
I don't know about the other one. I know dark skinned Aunt Viv is not gone.
Oh, I think they both alive then.
Don't be putting death on nobody if they ain't dead.
Yeah, y'all check out rappert-shirts.com. That's my e-com site I'm working on. Make sure y'all check out the YouTube too. It's the Pole Politics Show. Got a YouTube channel, man. Pump a lot of stuff, material content out daily. Oh, you started your podcast today, huh?
Yeah, just the trailer. Coffee with my apple pie. It's been a baby of mine for 7 years on the shelf. You know what inspired me to go ahead and do that? Well, a lot of things, really. But I just remember the Versus battle with Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. And I felt really bad. Like, I had just got a whooping or something. And because Jill Scott was like, this is for the creators. I'm talking to the creators. She just came out the blue because they was talking about something else. Then she just came out the blue talking about creators. And she was like, if you have something and you put it to paper, this is not her exact words, but something close to it. She was like, you put it to paper, it's no longer yours. You need to put it out. So I had all this. I have a lot of content, a lot of work, and a lot of things I've been thinking about, and I've always wanted to put out something for Coffee with My Apple Pie on a lot of platforms. So I just figured, you know, maybe I should go ahead and take that leap of faith and record myself with Coffee with My Apple Pie and see what happens. It's gonna be really interesting. I'm very excited about that. Little shook, but I'm excited.
Huh,
you excited?
Yeah,
that's Cadence, y'all. Say hello, Cadence.
Oh, now you don't want to talk? You've been talking all day.
Nelson up here.
Oh, we got a family here now. We just need the cereal box stealer.
He's not a cereal box thief.
Why he had the whole cereal box in his room, did?
He caught himself pouring some cereal in his room. James, come here.
Oh, we're going to see what he's doing. You got we big old family here now.
We are family.
Got the cat. Got the little baby.
Oh, talk about. Oh, we can't say that, but yeah.
Oh, talk about.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. Say hello to the people.
We call you the cereal box killer.
Yeah, the cinnamon toast crunch thief. Cereal box
bandit.
Yeah.
Why you put the cereal? You left the cereal room for?
No. Why you take the box in there? Don't know what to say. All right, thank you.
Hi.
All right, tell the people hello. What's your name?
James.
All right, thank you. Peace out, man.
He still learning how to take baths, though, y'all. He don't know how to take baths all the way yet. Right. He is still learning how to take the baths.
No, I'm not too bad.
Mm-hmm. How you take a bath then? Tell us, tell people how you take a shower.
Don't do that.
See, told you, because they don't know.
He do know. He's learning. Mm-hmm. 12 years old. But yeah. Well, you guys, I guess that's it for Love and Marriage. Thanks for listening. It's been a long time since we've had a talk or posted an episode. We've just been really busy with baby and family, period. So, hope y'all been doing all right during this COVID-19. And be sure, y'all be safe out there. Nobody told y'all to go outside and have a good time. But, whatever.
All right, y'all. We out. Make sure y'all like, share, subscribe. All that good stuff. We out.